We're just waiting for the 5-second mark now. I hope everybody can hear us good.
Welcome to the Gussie Show, with artists now from all over the world. You got Tina and Alice and Tina the Squirrel. And Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
It's time again for another edition of the Josie Show special edition tonight. Josie, welcome. Here you go. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino. And now, of course, the paper is only 2 hours to do her hair at the radio station. Her teenage girl herself, Josie Pasatino.
Everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show special edition episode. We're so glad you guys are joining us tonight. Tonight's going to be a very, very exciting episode. I bring you an interview with the extremely talented Tia Goins. We'll chat about her career, and I'll also play some of her outstanding music for you tonight. And honestly, if you haven't heard her Tia before, you are in for a real treat. Her voice is so smooth, clear, crisp, and just so beautiful, and I love her music. But I want to mention here, we have 9 special edition episodes up now, so check them out. You can go to our website at josieshow.com and click on the special editions tab to check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, the Ray Price Tribute Show, and our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, and then Justin Trevino, Bill Green, and Jack and Misty. So make sure you guys stay at the end of the show. I'm going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members and what they have going on, so you can check them out. And if you are an artist yourself, I will tell you how you can become a member and take advantage of our benefits for a whole year. So stay tuned for the whole show. Now, without any further ado, let me bring on my guest tonight, Tia Goins. Here she is. So now, without further ado, here is my wonderful, wonderful guest, Tia Goins, to the show. Hi.
Hey, Josie.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
Oh, anytime, anytime. I am so beyond excited. I'm just so thrilled because I love your music. I heard it before the show, and you are incredible. It's an honor.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, anytime, anytime. It's true. So I want to get to know you a little bit better, as does everyone else here. So I just kind of want to start, you know, all the way in the beginning with your earliest memory of making music. When did this all start for you?
Well, my earliest memory, and it's not even really my memory, I was 2 or 3 years old, and my mom used to set up her tape player in my room and just hit the record button. And I would sit in there and sing and make up songs. And so it was just kind of something that came natural to me. And so we started singing in church. Of course, I had like the little children's choir and all that kind of stuff. And then I did some solos in church when I was, I think I was 3 when I did my first solo.
Oh.
And yeah.
Cute.
And I did my first talent show when I was 4 years old. And ever since, you know, just being on stage, I loved that, and I loved singing, and so it was just sort of the natural road that I was going to go down.
Mm-hmm. You got the bug.
Yes, most definitely, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, I can't even, you know, imagine, you know, being that young, 3-4 years old, and getting up on there, and all the courage that takes, you know, to do that in front of people at such a young age. I mean, you must have been a little nervous, but I bet you did great.
it was really funny. That was something I've never, knock on wood, I've never really battled with being nervous too much.
Oh,
because I think because I started so little, you know, it was just kind of like it was something that just sort of, I just walked up there and would sing, and it didn't even cross my mind to be scared. So that's something that, now I've had the butterflies a few times, don't get me wrong. Like the first time I sang on the Grand Ole Opry, there was definitely some pretty crazy butterflies.
I love that you just do your thing, though, you know?
Yeah, you know, you just kind of have to get up there and do it, yeah.
You have to. But I want to talk a little bit more about the Grand Ole Opry in just a second. But first, I want to ask you, you know, your biggest musical influences. Who do you look up to and listen to?
My number one would be Ray Price.
Oh, yeah.
I love Ray Price. I have always loved Ray Price. And the more I listen to him and the more I hear him interviewed and different things that he says in interviews, the more I'm just like, wow, he thinks like I think. He's one of those people that has never been afraid to record the music that he likes, no matter what it is, whether it be a honky-tonk shuffle like Cardiff by the Number, or whether it be something like Nightlife that's, you know, almost a jazz song. And I love that he has that versatility, and that's something that I really try to incorporate into what I do, because I love a lot of different kinds of music, and so he's definitely my number one.
I agree. He's someone I look up to. I mean, he's a great. So I mean, I agree completely.
Yeah, he's just so fantastic, and he's more and more talented as the years go on. I've heard him live just in the past 3 or 4 years, and it's like he gets better and better as time goes on, and I don't know how that can be possible, because he's always been phenomenal, but he's definitely my number one inspiration, for sure.
Absolutely, and you're rocking it out just like he does. I mean, he's, you know, he's been on the Grand Ole Opry as well, and I mean, how was that experience? I mean, I can't even talk. I mean, that must be just an amazing experience.
I'll tell you, my first Opry experience was pretty unbelievable. It was in January of 2010, and we had a snowstorm here in Nashville, which, if you know anything about Nashville, we don't get snow here. It rarely happens. If we do, it's just a little, you know, covering of snow. It's not bad. Well, that year, that night, we were in for this big snowstorm. They had, like, called all the schools off. My husband had come home from work early. They had closed his work down because we were in for this blizzard. And about 3 o'clock that afternoon, I'm sitting at my house, no makeup on, pajamas on, my hair's a ponytail, the Friday night, and I get this phone call. And it's from a number that I don't recognize, and I thought, I'm just going to let that go to voicemail. Mm-hmm. I'll never do that again. I listened to the voicemail, and it was Steve Gibson, who's the music director at the Opry. And he said, we've had a few cancellations tonight because of the snow. Do you think you could make it in and be on the Opry tonight? And from that point on, it's kind of a blur. There was a lot of screaming and jumping up and down and running up and down the hallway here at my house. And so I got ready as quick as I could, which probably was the best thing, because I didn't have time to get really nervous or really worked up. I was just trying to hurry because I had to be there at 6, and it was already like 3:30. So I just ran and grabbed the first thing I could find in my closet and just got ready as quick as I could. And we got in our 4-wheel drive truck and drove through the snow. And the Opry was at the Ryman that night, which to me is probably the greatest first experience I could have asked for, to be at the Ryman. And it was magical. It really, truly was. It was one of those moments I had dreamt about my entire life, and it played out exactly how I thought it would. It was just, it couldn't have been more perfect. Jean Shepherd introduced me, and, you know, she was like the first girl country singer, you know, and I just thought, wow, how cool that she just happened to be the one that was bringing me on that night. So it was a pretty unbelievable experience.
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of like fate, you know, that all worked out for you and you got that call. I mean, I can't even imagine when you were listening to that voicemail. I mean, you must have been, what, is this a prank call? What is going
on? Yeah, my heart just kind of dropped. I was like, what, you know? But it's so funny, and I say this all the time, that God has opened doors that I would have never knocked on throughout my whole life. I have had so many opportunities that have come just kind of out of left field, something I wasn't even... You know, if I had tried to make it happen, I couldn't have made it happen. But it just sort of like out of the clear blue landed in my lap, and I have no way, I can't thank anyone but God for it, because it's like there's no way I could have made that happen. So it's been pretty amazing.
Oh, absolutely! Wow, that is really a cool, neat story, because you know it doesn't happen to a lot of people, and you know, when you hear it, it's kind of like wow, like it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Wow, very, very cool. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about your music now because, I mean, I get to play some of your great songs tonight, which I'm so excited about. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now, including your CD, That's Just Me? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that is my new CD. It's called That's Just Me, and that is exactly what that CD is. It's just me and the music that I love. It's traditional country, but there are some flavors of some other kinds of music in there that I love, but it's still got that traditional country bass. And it's exactly who I am. I feel like the music really reflects the kind of person I am, the kind of music that I enjoy listening to. And it's one of those records, to me, it's like perfect for a road trip. Like if you're just driving and you just need to like chill out, it's a chill out record. I kind of like that.
I like that.
That's the music that I love. That's what I find myself listening to, is music that just kind of relaxes you and just like you can just get into it and you can go into that, you know, that mode of where you're just living through the music. And we're really, you know, when we're picking out music to record, that's something that's so important to me, is quality music. I don't like to pick three or four great songs and then the rest just be filler. I don't like that. And I know some people do albums that way, and that's just never been my thing. I want an album that's an album that truly you can put in and you can listen to top to bottom, and every song is different and every song, you know, is a great song. And so that's something that's been very, very important to me in recording both of my albums. My first album was called The Way I Remember It, and it had a lot of classic songs that we recut. It also had some new songs on it too, but, you know, it had stuff like Walking the Floor Over You that we did as original to the Ernest Tubb version as we could, down to the fact that we had Leon Rhodes, the original Texas Troubadour, play guitar when we had the break, and I say, ah, Leon, and it's really Leon. So, you know, there are things like that that I was, you know, I thought anybody can cut Walking the Floor Over You, but I really want it to reflect Ernest Tubb. I want people to know that that's where I learned it from, that's the original, and that's the stuff that I really like. So, you know, and there are songs on it, like the single that we had called Letter from God, it was a brand new song. It's not been recorded before, and we did a video on it that was nominated for a regional Emmy, and just, you know, little things like that, you know, so there's a lot of versatility on the albums. Again, that's something that I'm a real stickler for, is for each song to be very individual and kind of be its own thing.
Yeah, and you achieved that. You really did. Because, you know, every song is different and exciting, and, you know, you can jam to it, and, you know, it's a very good, feel-good album, I would say, you know?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely, and it's something that everyone will enjoy. It's for everybody, and that's what I like.
Thank you. Well, you know, that's something else. I do keep that in mind, because, you know, doing the traditional music, of course, I've got a lot of the older generation that enjoy that kind of music, but there are a lot of young people, like yourself, that mm-hmm. love that style of music that have never been exposed to it, you know? And so
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I really want to get it out there for young people to hear and go, oh, wait, what's that? You know, because that doesn't sound like everything else that's on the radio currently right now that's, you know, a different style of country music than probably mm-hmm. what I'm doing. But I think that you know, being exposed to all kinds of music is something that everyone should experience, because there's a lot of great music out there and a lot of different genres. And, you know, great music is, I don't know, to me a good song is a good song, no matter what genre it is or it's recorded in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great song. One of the songs that I cut on That's Just Me is called Nobody Wins.
Yes.
And a lot of people heard that song. Brenda Lee had the original hit with that back in the 70s. And it's a great song. And I like that song and everything. And when we had talked about maybe possibly cutting it, her version was the one that I had always heard. And I started digging around, and I found that Frank Sinatra had cut that as well.
Oh,
and I listened to his version, which is completely different. But all of a sudden, I was like, oh, okay, so that's a new turn on that song. Then I heard Kris Kristofferson's version, which Kristofferson wrote it. But I heard his version that he had recorded, which, is, again, was totally different. And I thought, wow, that song stands my test as far as no matter how it's done, it's a great song. So, to me, I think that's really what that's something that I really, you know, take seriously, is really trying to pick the best music to be on these albums that we do.
Yeah, I find it so fascinating that it could be the same song, but when someone else does it, they put their little twist on it, and it's different, but yet it's still the same, you know? So I like
exactly.
how that works.
Exactly, and I think that's the test of a great song, is that no matter what genre or no matter who records it, the song speaks to you. And I think that's just really, really important in music these days, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. It's the most important thing. And your song, the song that you just mentioned, Nobody Wins, we have that song, so it's a perfect segue.
Great.
We didn't plan this, by the way.
We're just that good.
We're just that good. You see people? But it was perfect. So let's play this song right now. Nobody Wins. Here we go. what everyone is going to be asking after the show. Where can we purchase all of your music? Where can they go?
You can go to my website, which is TiaGoins.com, and it's TeaGoins.com. You can also get it on Amazon.com, and you can get it on iTunes. You can also order it from the Ernest Tubb Record Shop. So anywhere you get music, you should be able to find it online for sure.
Perfect. I love that. I love, you know, the kind of online buying thing that people are doing now, because it's easy, and you don't even have to change out of your PJs, and you can get it on your phone. You can be selective if you want. I mean, it doesn't matter. You control it.
I agree. And it's been so great for artists like me, like independent artists that are out there that don't have a big, giant record label that's, you know, putting it in every Walmart in front of everybody's face. You know, the internet has been a great opportunity and way for me to get my music out, for people to be able to find it and get it. And so I'm very grateful for that. And I'm also a social networking junkie.
Oh.
So if anybody wants to find me on Facebook, please find me. I'm the total nerd on Facebook and Twitter. Just it's facebook.com/TiaGoins and at TiaGoins on Twitter. But I love to social network, and I do. It's really me that does it, and I keep up with everybody, and I try to respond to everything I get. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Are you one of those? Are you one of those Twitter, Facebook addicts like me that, you know, actually has it on my phone so I could tweet from wherever I go?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I do. I tweet.
Some really cool stuff, and I tweet some of the most random stuff, like, you know, I tweet pictures of my dog. I'm one of those people, you know, so you'll get to see the real me. If you're friends with me on Facebook or you like my Facebook page, you're going to get to know me real well.
I like that. You're very active and open, and you chat with your fans. That's number one thing. That's perfect.
Extremely, yeah. I feel like, I don't even like to call them fans. I really call people friends, because it's like, I feel like I know so many people, and especially, you know, through social networking. It's funny, I'll do shows. I did a show at Fanfare here in Nashville last summer, and I'm singing, and I saw this lady in the crowd, and I knew exactly who she was. I knew her name. I knew where she was from. I've never met her in my life, but she's my Facebook friend. And I was like, I love that. I just think that was so cool, and I actually, like, sought her out after the show and was like, hey, what's going on? You know, so it was so cool. And so I love the opportunity to have already met people online and then go out and do shows and get to see people. I just think that's the coolest.
I know. Like, social networking sites makes it look like the world is so, so small, because you can,
you know,
pretty much talk to anybody and they can come to your shows and you're like, hey, I know you. Hey.
Exactly. Yeah, and you do feel like you've got a sense that you actually do kind of know who they are. And you know,
yeah.
I just... relationships are so important, I think, especially in with what I do. You know, I'm a relationship person. I love people. And so it's just been an extra, you know, way for me to really connect to people, and I enjoy that.
Perfect. So, yes, purchase her music, you know, on Amazon, all those great sites, and also make sure you go to the website. That's number one. Make sure you go to her website. Yes, we'll post it on our pages as well for people to click away. Yeah, no problem. And also, remember, she's active on Facebook and Twitter, and it's just her name. It's very easy.
That's it. Easy to find.
Yes. So do it. Like her, add her, subscribe her, friend her, I don't know, all of those.
All of the above, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Another really cool thing about you that I read on your bio, you've opened for, you know, such great, great people such as, you know, Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, and also you've opened for Little Jimmy Dickens and Grandpa Jones, is that correct?
That is correct. When I was a kid, when I was 8 years old, I was asked to be a part of the Truman Lake Opry show, which was a music show down near where I live, up from Missouri. And it was about a 600-seat theater. We had a live band, and we were there every Saturday night. And, you know, it was just your typical Opry show type setting. You know, we did all the old country songs, and it was great. And I did that from the time I was 8 years old till the time I was 19. I did that every weekend, and fell in love with being on stage. Once again, I mean, that was kind of the big deal for me, you know, where I was. That was, if you were going to be singing, that was where you wanted to be singing, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got to do that, and through doing that, we had Nashville artists that would come through, like, once a year and put on a big show at our theater, and we got to open the shows for them. And so, Bill Anderson, Little Jimmy Dickens, Jerry Reed, the Whites, many of those people came through. And what's so strange to me now is that I'm friends with some of those people, like Bill Anderson and Jimmy Dickens and the Whites. And I look back and I just go, how full circle is that? You know, it's just kind of just crazy to me sometimes to think, wow, I have a picture of me when I was 9 or 10 years old with them. And to think now that I see them and they know my name, which is just like, what? You know?
Yeah.
it's really cool. And getting to do that. And with the Gatlin brothers, I've been out with them the last couple of years. In the fall, we go out and do shows together in Branson, Missouri. And we do about 2 months out there every fall. We have for the last 2 years, and I'll be back out there this fall. And I also just found out that I think I'm going to be doing their Christmas shows with them this year too. So that's really exciting to work with those guys. Larry is such an entertainer. I mean, if you've ever seen him live, he captivates the audience. So it's great to be able to sit back and really watch a pro work and learn from him. And I'm so grateful that they have asked me to come and be a part of their shows again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so exciting for you. And also, you know, have you ever had kind of one of those surreal moments? Because these are people, you know, legends that are kind of, you know, you see them on TV, hear them on the radio. Have you ever had that kind of surreal moment? Like, you know, wow, I get to do this. I get to open up for them. Have you ever had kind of that moment where you're just kind of, you feel like an outer body experience?
About every time, actually. It's funny. I think the first time I really, really felt that, I was asked to be a part of Bill Anderson's 50th anniversary of being in the music business. They did a television special on RFD TV for him. Mm-hmm. And he actually requested that I be on the show to do the song Walk Out Backwards, which I had just recorded on my first record. I mean, my record had come out, I think, like in June, and this was in, like, October. And he had heard it, and he requested that I come on and do that on this tribute show, which was, you know, like, that was an out-of-body experience. Not only just that, but the room was full of every country star you can think of sitting in this big room, you know, paying homage to him. And I'm going, am I supposed to be here? Is this the right place? You know, I just felt kind of like, what is going on? Like, I'm, you know, but it was an absolute honor to do that and to be a part of it. And there's a video actually on my website of that. So if folks want to see it, it's all up there. And like I said, it was a few years ago, but that was probably one of the moments for sure that I just kind of had to step back and go, you're sitting in here with all these people that you've grown up loving and you know, wanting to meet and wanting to know, and they knew my name, which that to me still weirds me out when somebody calls me by name, and I'm like, wow, okay. It's a very blessed life. I'm very, very thankful for the opportunities that I've gotten to have, and I don't take it a bit for granted, for sure.
I know, and that's what we love about you is you're so down to earth, and you're a person that had great experiences, and that's really cool. You know,
well,
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. It's just been one thing after the other, and I just just kind of sit here and go, If this is all it ever is, I'm super excited about it, and anything else is just icing on the cake, you know. And then some little thing will happen, and it's just like one more thing, and I'm going, okay, thank you.
You deserve it, though. You do. You deserve every bit of it because you are a wonderful artist, and your voice is amazing, and you're just a great entertainer all around, you know.
Thank you very much. That means a lot. I appreciate you guys asking me to do this letting me meet your fans, because I know you've got a huge audience out there, so I can't thank you enough.
They have been excited to have you on the show. I'll just say that right now. They have, and they're excited to hear your next song that we are going to play. We're going to play World's Biggest Fool, and we'll be right back, okay? All right, here we go. Hit it.
Thank you.
we say that we're through with one another? Well, I hope the house is doing fine. No, I still haven't changed my mind. You know how much I love living with my mother. And if you believe that you'll believe anything, so while I've got your undivided attention, I think I've discovered the truth. One of us is the world's biggest fool. Yeah, I think I've discovered the truth. One of us is the world's biggest fool.
So now I have some fun questions here for you, if you are ready.
I am ready. Bring it on.
All right. I like that. I didn't scare you off a bit. That's perfect.
No.
so they're not bad. Okay. But I was wondering, have you ever had an embarrassing on-stage moment that you could share with us? Anything that just didn't go as planned? Live.
Wow. Let me think. The only thing I can ever really remember, and this was a long, long time ago when I was a kid, but I had this big belt. I had like a skirt on and this big like belt made out of conchos. If you remember what conchos are, it's like a big giant mm-hmm. Western belt, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember my belt fell off on stage one time, just fell off. But I just kept going, you know, you just keep on
yeah.
moving and you hope no one noticed. That's really, knock on wood, the most embarrassing thing that I can think of currently. Hopefully nothing else super embarrassing happens, but I don't have a great embarrassing story. I wish I did. No, I wish I don't, actually.
Yeah.
That's something to wish for, I guess.
Yeah. Not too bad, though. I mean, I love the professionalism. You just kept going, you know, even at that young age, you knew to just...
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? It's like, it's just my belt. I knew my skirt wasn't going to fall down because it fell off. I was like, I'm good. Okay.
You're good. That is funny. Well, I'm glad that's the only thing, and I hope you everything's smooth sailing from here.
Yeah.
So another fun question here for you. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, any fun fan experiences that you've had when, you know, after you're done performing and you reach out, you know, meet new fans? Have you ever had kind of a cute story or, you know, something happen while you were there performing?
Well, my favorite fan moment that I can think of right off the mm-hmm. top of my head was last summer. I performed on the Opry, part of the mm-hmm. Opry Country Classic show, and it was at the Ryman. And mm-hmm. I performed during the first half. They have an intermission, and during the intermission, because it's the Opry Country Classics, they kind of do it old-fashioned, so they leave the curtain open, and you can just kind of see people milling around out there and whatnot, you know, going to get popcorn or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're standing backstage, and one of the stagehands came up, and they said, there's some people that want to talk to you out here if you would like to come out onto the stage. You don't have to do it, but you can. I was like, yeah, I'll come out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the corner of the stage talking to this really young boy. I mean, he was probably... 8 or 9, I don't know, he had a cowboy hat on, he was a really cute little guy.
Aww.
And I was talking to him and his dad, and then all of a sudden, like, all these people came up, and it was crazy, and it was so fun, and I'm, like, sitting on the edge of the stage at the Ryman, and it felt so old school, because that's just something that doesn't happen anymore at the Ryman, you know, and these people came up, and I was signing programs and books, and talking to people and meeting and greeting, and it was just so much fun. They finally had to like pull me away from the people. It wasn't them pulling them away, they had to pull me away. Be like, okay, we have to start the show now, you have to go. You know. But it was really fun. Like, I had so much fun, and it was just a neat kind of experience to be able to do that at the Ryman and get to meet so many people. And there's a video with a little bit of that footage that's on my YouTube page. There's a rehearsal video from the Ryman. And then we also kind of montage that in on the end where you can see during the intermission. But it was a really, really neat experience for me.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to check that footage out, all your footage on YouTube.
Yeah, I've got a ton of stuff on YouTube. And I'm kind of a dork. I enjoy doing videos. So, like, I make all my videos. So any videos you see on there, I did that.
Awesome.
It's a hobby of mine. I like to do, like, graphic design and do videos and stuff like that. So that's kind of my behind-the-scenes hobby that I like to do. But, yeah, I try to put a lot of that stuff on there.
That's awesome that you're able to do all that stuff.
I don't think that I do it well, but I do it. I put it out there. So I just want to, you know, let people in on the things I need to do, because it's unbelievable to me sometimes. It's like I have to put it out there to go, okay, that really did happen. Like, I didn't just dream that, you know.
I was awake, I promise.
Yeah, seriously.
That is funny. And another good question here, that someone actually asked us to ask you some advice that you would share with, you know, upcoming artists out there just getting started in the music business.
My advice would be to be very cautious when you get into the music business. There are a lot of great people in this industry, and there are probably just as many that are not so hot.
right.
You know, you just have to be really cautious. Be sure you really get to know people. That's a lesson I think everybody learns, especially when you move to Nashville, because when the word is out that there's a new artist in town, they come swarming, you know, and
yeah,
like, you kind of really have to be aware, and that would be my number one thing. Stay true to what you love, whatever kind of music that may be. If you love the traditional stuff and that's where your heart is, then I think that's what you should do. I wouldn't, you know, don't change that for anybody, even if it's not the cool thing to do or the popular thing. It's been tough, but that's what's kept me really grounded in what I'm doing, because I'm doing the kind of music that I really, really love. And I don't plan on anybody telling me, well, I think you'd be better off if you did this, you'd sell more records, or you'd, you know, get more radio play if it was a little more poppy, or it was this or that. And, you know, just be true to who you are. You know, music is for the enjoyment of yourself and for other people. And if you aren't enjoying it, no one else is going to enjoy it. So I say just stay true to what you believe in.
I agree. And I'm going to take that advice, too. That's some good advice for all you upcoming singers and songwriters out there. And
absolutely. Anything, really. I mean, anything you do, you know, you've got to believe in it, because nobody's going to buy it if you don't believe in it yourself. So, you know, because you're putting a product out there no matter what it is, whether it's music or whatever you do for a living, you know, you've got to believe in what you do, or it's not going to make you happy.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. That was very nice. Perfect. Thank you. Also, last question here, because we're running out of time, and I still want to play some more of your songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Move the furniture already. Gonna start dancing. But I was wondering, you know, what do you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies, all that fun stuff.
Well, my number one hobby right now would be fitness. I'm kind of a nerd about fitness. I lift weights 5 days a week. I run a lot. I really enjoy just anything active, being outdoors, especially now that the weather's nice and it's starting to be spring again. I'm like, so great to be outside and really enjoy it. But that's something I really enjoy. I also like I was saying, I really enjoy doing computer stuff. I like to do graphic design and make videos and put things like that together. And I'm pretty simple, really. I don't do anything, you know, too wild and crazy. We live a pretty simple life. I just got rid of my cable television the other day. We have like an antenna, and we just watch like the basic TV. I'm like, yeah, we're like going back in time here. We sit at home and listen to our console record player and listen to Ray Price, and that's life at my house. So it's, you know, it's, we're pretty laid back, easygoing people, and I just, you know, I really enjoy it. That's just kind of how I live.
Normal. You love life.
I really do. I'm very content, and I don't think you can ask for anything more than being content, and I really, really am.
Exactly. And I love that. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show and talking with me. And you can come back anytime.
Thank you. Definitely appreciate it. And I thank you for what you do. I just think that's so cool that someone your age is out there getting the word out about this music. It's very cool. And I thank you.
I love it. I love talking to great people.
Hey, there you go.
So it's good.
You've got it made.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much. You are beyond awesome. Tia Goins, everyone, remember to check out her website. Can you tell us your website one last time for us?
Yes, it's TiaGoins.com. TiaGoins.
.com. Yeah, perfect.
.com.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
To know a little bit more about Tia Goins, and the interview was amazing. I had so much fun chatting with her. Now, as a reminder, joining us on the Josie Show this coming Friday on May 10th is Darren Brown, Bobby Marquez, and Judy Haney. And our next special edition episode will be on May 13th with Tony Booth. So now I want to cue in my producer, Tina Marie, here. She's going to play another song, I believe, from Tia.
Yes, we have a few more songs from Tia that we definitely want to play. Her music is just amazing. We just cannot get enough of her. I love listening to her voice. She's got a beautiful voice. So let's go with Tia Gowen's song, Letter from God, and we'll be right back to tell you a little bit about our VIP members. And then I've got another song from Tia for you. Here we go.
To the mailbox in my pajamas. There was a letter with a funny postmark on it. No return address. Junk mail, I guess. But I opened it anyway. The truth dawned on me, and oh my God, was all that I could say. And it said, this is a letter from God. I know it's out of the blue, but I've had my mind on you. And I've seen you struggle lately, the way the world is going crazy.
That was absolutely beautiful. That is Letter from God by Tia Goins. And we're going to have another song of hers coming up here in a minute before we close the show. But first, we want to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members. So let's start with Vince Anthony and his team. Vince, as you know, is an incredible artist with outstanding music, a great band, and super team. He does many live performances and has a new CD out titled Too Much Honky Tonkin'. We play a couple of the songs from his CD on our station, so you may have already heard them, but if you haven't, make sure you check it out. His songs that we have on the station right now are Let's Just Love Each Other Tonight and Hold Me Again, and both of those you can find on his brand new CD. As a matter of fact, on the Dream Quest Challenge, you can also hear his song, Let's Just Love Each Other Tonight, on there as well as it's competing in the competition. Plus, he has been our Artist of the Day for a Giveaway Tuesday, and everybody just has an absolute ball with him. So make sure you get a copy of his CD. You can get that at VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Great news from him, too, as far as upcoming performances. Vince Anthony will be opening up for the Lost Trailers at Bayfield County Fairgrounds in Iron River, Wisconsin on Saturday, August 24th. So if you're anywhere near there, make sure you check out that show. And he will also be opening up for Steve Holy at the Gogebic County Fair in Ironwood, Michigan at the top of August. So just go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com for all the details about where he's touring. He's got many shows, and go ahead and take a listen to some of his songs and pick up his new CD. Now, our very first Josie Show VIP member was Tim Garman, who you hear on our opening jingle, and you hear his music played on our station as well. He's been a guest on the Josie Show before. But he has heard our calling about putting out a song that lets people know that country girls come from all around the world. We don't just come flying out of the waters in Georgia. So he created a song called Chicago Country Girl, and you can hear that on our station. It is absolutely awesome. It quickly climbed up the Reverb Nation charts, doing very, very well on the station. So you can get your copy of Chicago Country Girl, or actually any of the CDs that Tim Garman has out, by just going to timgarmanmusic.com. VIP member Larry Massey has a great voice and many awesome songs. We currently are playing Nothing Like You on Country Blast Radio, so you can download your copy of that song and check out the rest of Larry's music. Just go to ReverbNation/Larry Massey, LarryMassey. All together. You will love his voice. He has an amazing voice. Our newest VIP member, Wayne Jacobs, has a song playing right now on Country Blast Radio. It's called Rockin' in the USA. This is one of three songs that he currently has right now in our top 20 audience-voted most listened to songs. It is absolutely fantastic. You'll absolutely love him. Just go to ReverbNation.com/Wayne Jacobs, WayneJacobs. So you can go ahead and check out all of his music. He also has his own site, WayneJacobs.com, so make sure you check him out there as well. So we just want to say thank you to Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Larry Massey, and Wayne Jacobs for becoming Josie Show VIP members. And now let me tell the rest of you artists how you can take advantage of all these wonderful benefits as well. Just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP member tab, and sign up. Takes 2 seconds. It's that easy. And the benefits that you receive last an entire year, and they keep coming on a weekly basis, always changing, always new and exciting things coming out, lots of exposure for you. So go ahead and visit josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and become a member today so that you too can take advantage of these wonderful, wonderful benefits.
Today.
Today. All right. And now let's go ahead and play the last song of the night that we have here from Tia Goins, who was our awesome, awesome guest tonight. It's called Same Old Song and Dance. Get that on right now for you. Enjoy.
Right from the start,
And I'll see you right back here on Friday. And remember, sometimes you have to turn your world upside down to chase your dreams. However, remember to make good friends along the way and enjoy the whole journey. So good night, everyone. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night.